This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can they stop a church from building a bell tower? Absolutely, particularly when the bell tower is also a cell tower. This case got started when T-Mobile applied for a permit to construct a 135-foot cell tower on property owned by a local Episcopal church. Unfortunately, the property was owned for single-family homes with a height limit of 35 feet, and a special permit was denied. T-Mobile put in evidence that cell towers don't negatively affect residential property values, but that was disputed by local realtors. T-Mobile also claimed it conducted a balloon test that showed the tower would only be minimally visible, but the court pointed out the balloon test was conducted in the summer, misrepresenting the visual impact of the tower during the winter. T-Mobile claimed it needed the tower to improve service, but local residents who had T-Mobile service testified they were fully satisfied. And finally, the court noted that T-Mobile had advertised on its website that service in the area was terrific. You might say when it came to a 135-foot cell tower in a bell tower, T-Mobile was hoisted on its own petard. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.